Rafaelson, MD, PA, at 301-698-5606, extension 215.
BG44K is an amazing product. As the miles pile up, gas mileage usually goes down. And with the highest gas prices in history, low gas mileage is not an option. But before buying repairs, try BG44K, because BG44K removes fuel system deposits and restores performance and efficiency. By using BG44K every 7,500 miles, you'll keep fuel injectors, valves, and other vital parts spotlessly clean and working at peak efficiency. I use BG44K in my shop, and over 75% of our fuel economy, drivability, and emissions problems are corrected or significantly improved by BG44K. Find your source by calling 800-327-8883.
Hundreds of millions of men and women suffer from hair loss, and yet the majority of them could do something about it permanently. Medical Hair Restoration is a world leader in microsurgical hair transplantation. Renowned hair transplant surgeon Dr. Martin Benke has helped hundreds of men and women throughout the D.C. area. If you want to steer away from the myths and the mysteries about what causes hair loss and the only real solutions to overcome it, then call for the free Medical Hair Restoration Information Kit. Call 1-877-813-HAIR or visit MHRinfo.com and get the scoop from the medical team that helped Wade Boggs, Mercury Morris, and many other celebrities and athletes grow back their hair. Transplants from Medical Hair Restoration are permanent and affordable. Results are natural, and the procedure is pain-free. Schedule a consultation with Dr. Benke for a magnified scalp analysis to inform you about your own specific hair loss scenario. And when you visit Dr. Benke for a consultation, you'll receive a certificate for a free 3-day, 2-night resort stay. Call today, 1-800-877-813-HAIR, or visit MHRinfo.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Oh, good.
Isn't that something? I'm on to cigars now. I'm on to a 5-year plan. I eliminated the cigarettes, then I go to cigars, then I go to pipes, then I go to chewing tobacco, then I'm on to that nicotine gum.
Good.
Yeah.
Money. I'll leave you blank checks.
Oh, no, no. Please, I've got lots of money. I won't have any problem cashing a second party out-of-state paycheck, will I? The reason I'm saying is I've been so busy lately, I haven't been able to do my banking, and I don't think there'll be a problem. Don't worry
about
it.
Let me just leave you the checks.
Well, only if it's comfortable for you.
That'll be easier.
I guess, sure. Do you have a plunger here while I'm thinking of these things, for the morning? You know, my plumbing is just so bad. Well, of course, yours is a good plumbing here, right? Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, just don't worry about it. You know, everything will be fine. Just been bound up lately. It's driving me crazy. I've been eating a lot of cheese for some reason. I don't know what it is. I got a craving for this stuff. I think maybe that's an allergy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get enough cheese. I feel like a big mouse.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, la la la, the Don and Mike Show.
That's right, and welcome back.
When I wake up.
Oh, by the way, have you heard this one yet? This is the new Limp Bizkit record. I think they're going for a little softer sound. Anyway, welcome back to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK. Leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 p.m. Artinger here, your humble host, bringing the best of Don and Mike to you. And, oh, by the way, you want to listen at 3 p.m. From 3 to 7, because if you use one of Don's winning words, that's right, you're going to either win Soprano's prize pack or a 7-Eleven prize pack. So that's something to think about. Also today, low budget Jeopardy. But anyway, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. These are Jerry Lewis telethon tapes. We all know and love them. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Hi. Yes. Can I ask you something?
What's that?
What haven't I done for you?
Okay, I will try to move forward.
Okay.
I will indeed.
All right, this thing with Jerry Lewis.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You say something and then you look at me like
that's
that.
Right, that's right. That's right. It's just a little weird. Bear with us, folks, please. Bear with us. Please. Our boss is a big boss now, and it's just interesting.
the telethon, the Jerry Lewis telethon. Mm-hmm. I will tell you why it was worse than ever this year.
Right.
First, because of the 20, how many hours was on, Robbie?
22 and a half.
Of the 22 hours, Jerry was only on for 7 hours. And the reason is that he is sick. Now, when I watched him on TV,
right,
frankly, he didn't appear to be that sick to me.
But he's had, what, meningitis?
Viral
meningitis.
Right. And they had to have doctors, according to the press articles, doctors had to be stationed off stage to constantly monitor Jerry. And Jerry came out and did the first 3 hours.
Didn't he have it a while ago, though? I mean, really?
It's been within the last month. I think he picked it up when he was in Australia doing a tour there.
Incidentally, it's pretty convenient how this has worked out. Mm-hmm. That Jerry, because of his health problem, was only able to do the part of the telethon that people actually watch this year.
Yeah, prime time.
The first 3 hours and the last 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if he says he was sick...
He was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jerry! So he had all of his lame cronies doing the telethon.
So he had people subbing for him. How many hours, Rob, would he normally do if he wasn't
Up sick? Until very recently, he's done all 22.
Oh, really?
I think it was last year or the year before, he took a few hours off in the middle of the night. But
okay, so and then he's gone down to six.
And as we mentioned before the holiday break that we took, he's got, like, no celebrity power anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Norm Crosby was hosting a lot of the telethon.
Okay, it's time to freshen it up just a little bit.
He doesn't even have guys like Chad Everett anymore.
Right.
Right.
Who was a B-level celebrity anyway.
Right. So it was Norm Crosby, Charo, a girl from VH1.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I told you a couple of weeks ago.
Then you used to have Lisa Gibbons, right?
Right. She bailed on him.
Uh-huh.
When I put out this press release saying that Jerry was going to have the Goo Goo Dolls on and Sheryl Crow, and everybody said, wow, he's getting some real rock acts.
Right.
I told you, no, it's video from VH1.
Yeah, videos of concerts.
Because VH1 has become like a partner in this. The only way that Jerry Lewis could get anybody hip on the show was to whore it out to VH1. So a lot of times when you're watching the telethon, it was a commercial for VH1.
Right.
Yeah.
It was the girl from VH1, the VJ, sitting in front of a VH1 logo.
Right.
And she would say, now the numbers are still going on the bottom of the screen, saying where to call with your pledge. But she was doing a rap like VH1 presents Behind the Music.
Sure.
And VH1 has Before They Were Rock Stars.
So it's a PR deal, really.
Yeah.
And they weren't getting the acts live. It's not like the way it used to be. I mean, there was a day when the artists, the big stars, would come on the stage to Vegas or Los Angeles and perform for Jerry, you know, for King Jerry. And Jerry would come over and greet them. They don't do that anymore.
Do you care to guess the one rock act they had in studio?
Three Dog Night.
Exactly.
It was
the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh,
that's
my
the
God.
One band.
If you thought, Rob,
did you see that somewhere? Or
it was the last 3 hours. I watched the last 3 hours.
Right.
If you thought Rob Grill looked to be in bad shape when he came in to sing his grassroots songs, you should have seen this lead singer for Three Dog Night.
Is that Joy to the World? Is that
right.
What it is?
Joy to the World. Right. Okay, let's get into this. Are these in chronological order?
From the beginning to the end.
All right. Here is the very first time that Jerry intros Ed.
Okay.
And then they do.
I just like hearing Jerry. I mean, these are all good because it's just the way he talks.
Then they do a lame bit together.
And my right-hand man and dear friend for more years than I'm willing to tell you about, Mr. Ed McMahon, ladies and gentlemen.
Any demands on the show? I just show up. I do what you tell me to do, but.
He's already lost
like
his voice.
Something. You know, I introduce you over there, then I go back and you introduce me. Could we do that every hour?
No.
Oh,
they know
the
you're
time?
Here.
Oh, okay.
They know you're here.
Because it felt so good.
There's
know.
No ham in your family. You got it all. Two, three, four.
Here we go. I'm going to make an announcement shortly about the fact that on the internet, for the first time, we're going to be translated into Spanish and Japanese. We're going all around the world.
Kainu,
wait, hold it just a second. I know some Japanese words. I want to teach you. All right, you ready now?
You're going to teach me Japanese.
All right.
Yeah.
Arigato.
Arigato.
That means thank you.
Musi mustache.
No. Doi dasha mustache. Doi dasha mustache.
Don't touch her mustache.
No. Don't touch her anywhere. Listen to me. Okay.
Yes.
Now,
lame.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
My signature translates so easily into Japanese. See, hi means yes in Japanese. So I go, hi-ho. They get that. The Japanese, it sounds like this. Hi-ho.
He's really being that's Kingsley now.
Hi-ho. Yeah. Amen. So I want to hear you do, so they can practice. Do a lady for me, so they can translate that into Japanese. Yeah, give
lady.
Me a lady. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Good bit, guys.
Wow.
Good bit.
All right.
Is
he going to get serious? He's trying to be funny, and he's not funny when he's trying to be funny. I like the serious Jerry.
All right. Here's Jerry giving a speech about AT&T that's just weird.
It's one of the things where he's kind of wandering.
We don't know why there's applause in the middle of the speech. So let's just listen.
Now I'm already ready to laugh.
Let's just listen and hear what this is.
Thank you very much from AT&T. We appreciate your help. And we're looking forward to all the money you're going to bring us because you're the richest company in the world. And I wouldn't use anything but AT&T. Sprint is nothing. Never have been. They got a pin and that's their business. And that goes for Motorola as well. Now, are we going to be in trouble? It's okay. Why should this year be any different?
Hey, Rob, it's the pin drop.
He's so bad.
Yeah, as pathetic as it was, I think that's what he was going for.
Well, yeah, but why applause?
Yeah, because, they're sitting in the audience.
You want to hear Ed F up the tote twice?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Here's Ed screwing up the tote board twice.
Right now, Ed, you know what? I would like you to take a look at the tote board, sir.
I'd love to do that. All right, let's see it. I like that number, 17,000. Oh, thank you. Brought us good luck, Tyler. No,
Ed, yes. count the numbers again.
17,000.
17.
Oh, did I say 1,000?
Million, baby.
See, I'm just trying to get you angry with me so you'll give me more money. That's what it is.
Oh,
17 million. I'm sorry.
Ed. And how many times does she have to really, like, slam him over the head with it, too? Ed? Ed?
Let me give you one more. I'm going to save for tomorrow Larry's $25 speech about why you should give $25.
Mm-hmm.
Larry and Martin Short doing some shtick.
Larry or Jerry?
I'm sorry, Jerry.
Okay.
I say Larry?
Yes,
sorry.
Yes, Ed.
Jerry intros Duran Duran.
Yeah, hey, it's a wonderful act.
Marvelous.
Marvelous.
Drunk Ed intros Kevin Meaney. Oh. And then, of course, our tape of Jerry crying. Here he is introducing Carrot Top. Every year, this is Carrot.
This is the fresh intro of Carrot Top?
Right. Every year, we love hearing Jerry Lewis introduce Carrot Top.
Thank you much for your welcome, and welcome to hour 19 of the 1999 telethon. We are going to bring you some more information that will make you spring, go to your phones, and make a pledge. We're going to give you some entertainment that we think you will enjoy, because we are really doing the best vaudeville show on television, and that's been terrific for us and everybody else.
Marvelous.
His family knows him as Scott Thompson. You know him as Carrot Top. Please welcome him. He's marvelous. Carrot Top. Thank you, Scott.
Oh, he toned it down this year.
Let's hear it for this bright young man.
Carrot Top. Scott Thompson.
Yes.
Oh, there's another Scott Thompson.
This is the guy who's gay, who's on Larry Sanders. Uh-huh. Should I play the next punch?
No, that's it. That's the open and the close.
Oh, that's the open and the close together.
Oh,
okay.
Not much.
All right.
Just one more, please.
All right,
please.
How about Drunk Ed intros, yeah. Kevin Meaney?
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I got a real kick out of introducing this guy. He's been on the show a lot. In fact, he's one of our co-hosts in New York. But I first learned to know about him on Star Search. This guy came out, did his routine on Star Search, and we would see hundreds and hundreds of comics. But this guy came out. He was so different. He's the guy with the, you know, the we don't wear big pants. You know the guy I mean? You know, take that puss off your face. Well, you'll know. You'll see him in a minute. Here he is from New York, our co-host, my pal, Kevin Meaney.
Hello,
hi, Kevin.
Ed. How are you?
Great, pal.
You better not be wearing those tight pants, mister.
I'm wearing big
That's
pants.
That's why you're sitting down.
Oh, God.
The big puss.
Man.
Whatever he said. I want to hear that again.
Play that again.
I got a real kick out of introducing this guy. He's been on the show a lot. In fact, he's one of our co-hosts in New York. But I first learned to know about him on Star Search. This guy came out, did his routine on Star Search, and we would see hundreds and hundreds of comics. But this guy came out. He was so different. He's the guy with the, you know, the we don't wear big pants. You know the guy I mean? You know, take that puss off your face. Well, you'll know. You'll see him in a minute. Here he
what?
Is from New York, our co-host, my pal, Kevin Meaney.
So you got to hear it again to analyze it.
Right. That's right.
You know, take that big puss off your face.
The joke is that Kevin Meaney's mother would say, wipe that look off your puss. But Ed takes it to take that puss off your face, which might be a little dirty. I don't know.
I got a real kick out of introducing this guy. He's been on the show a lot. In fact, he's one of our co-hosts in New York. But I first learned to know about him
learned
on
him.
Star Search.
Learned to know
this guy
him.
Came out, did his routine on Star Search, and we would see hundreds and hundreds of comics. But this guy came out. He was so different. He's the guy with the, you know, the we don't wear big pants. You know the guy I mean? You know, take that puss off your face. Well, you'll know. You'll see him in a minute. Here he is from New York, our co-host, my pal, Kevin Meaney. Hi,
hello,
Kevin.
Ed. How are you?
Okay.
It's so silly, but it's when you overanalyze it, it's funnier, too. It really is.
We love bad.
Right now, Ed, you know what? I would like you to take a look at the tote board, sir.
I'd love to do that. All right, let's see it.
Keep in mind, at this point, they've been on how many hours, Rob?
This is like the 10th or 12th hour. 10th
or 12th
right.
hour.
Very good.
Ed thinks they have $17,000. If that's the case, there's never going to be a cure.
And listen to her try to, you know, hit him over the head with it. $17,000.
I like that number, $17,000. Oh, thank you. Brought us good luck, Tyler. No.
Ed, yes. count the numbers again.
17,000.
17.
What did I say, thousand?
Million, baby.
See, I'm just trying to get you angry with me so you'll give me more money. That's what it is.
Oh,
17 million. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right, because when I'm angry at it, I give more money.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's a terrific ad-lib, Hank.
Right now, Ed, you know what? I would like you to take a look at the tote board, sir.
I'd love to do that.
I'm so angry.
All right, let's see it.
Ah!
Yes. He has trouble with the numbers.
He does.
I like that number, 17,000. Oh, thank you. Brought us good luck, Tyler.
No. Ed, yes. count the numbers again.
17,000.
17.
What did I say, 1,000?
Million, baby.
See, I'm just trying to get you angry with me so you'll give me more money. That's what it is.
Oh,
17
no.
million. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Right.
Now, during those hours, how many tote boards do you think Ed had probably read at that point?
At least once an hour.
Yeah, he had said, you know, 2 million, 8 million. Yeah. And then
wow,
it turns into
17,000.
17,000?
I like
that's
that.
That's more than a dollar, huh?
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This year for Father's Day, come to Galleon Sports and Outdoor. After all, it's a planet-sized temple to all things dad, full of literally tons of the latest gear and gadgets. Working at Galleon's, I see how dads act when they walk in here. Eyes all open wide, stunned by 17 departments stacked with the latest and most advanced gear, footwear, and apparel from top brands like Callaway, Nike, Adidas, TaylorMade, Shimano, and more. I think they would skip down the aisles if, you know, another man wouldn't see them skipping. You should see them in our golf department, punishing the air for hours, taking practice swings with the latest and most advanced clubs like the Hogan Edge Hybrids, or checking out the cool new Mead Digital Camera Binoculars. So think Galleons this Father's Day. We've got dozens, hundreds, thousands of gift ideas. Or get a gift card and buy Dad a trip to Galleons so he can get what he hasn't told you he wants. He won't act happy when he opens your gift. He'll be it. Galleon Sports and Outdoor. What's next?
Who's America's most reliable wireless network? Verizon Wireless. But don't take our word for it. Just listen to what people are saying.
I love it. It is really the best service out there.
I recommend it to anybody who asks me.
Verizon is just the best service out right now. That's just what I got to say about it.
It's reliable. That's really the most important thing to me.
It's the best service.
The word is out. When it comes to wireless that works in more places coast to coast, more people are choosing Verizon Wireless. Isn't it time you switch to the wireless service that works more reliably than any other?
It's nationwide. I can call anybody. It's easy.
The service is better. It's great.
It's just reliable. You don't have to question whether it's going to work or not.
I had AT&T and nothing compares to Verizon.
If you're going to switch, you have to switch to Verizon.
Switch today. Just stop by Verizon Wireless or call 1-800 to join in. Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you. Subject to customer agreement and calling plan.
People who have other services, I tell them just dump it and get Verizon.
Hello, miss.
Hi.
Hi, do you have a second?
Sure.
Great, because I'd like you to take a bite of this sandwich. It's a smoked turkey and pepperoni on granola bread.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me what you think.
Mm. Oh, my gosh, that's good. Yeah. That is really good.
Yeah, it's from 7-Eleven.
Well, I don't believe it.
Yep, 7-Eleven. See, they have a creative new line of sandwiches like basil pesto chicken salad.
No, I don't believe it.
7-Eleven.
I know, but I don't believe it.
It's delivered fresh every day.
Okay, I don't think you understand me. I don't believe you.
Really? What do you mean?
I do not believe you.
Well.